that every Catholic had to attend Eucharistic adoration at least once per month, the world would be a vastly different place. Because there's no enemies, there's no disagreement in there's no arguments over doctrine. All there is a solemn meditation with our Lord and Savior right there in the form of the Blessed Sacrament. It cannot help but overcome, Father, all this confusion that we have around, all this division, this divisiveness that we have around us today.
Yep. Yeah, because you're kneeling before a cracker. You know, I mean, in the eyes of the world. But you got to come to terms yourself and say, this ain't no cracker. You know, this is God. And I'm getting a unique and an amazing opportunity to kneel before the exposed Blessed Sacrament for this time and just be wallow in His love and His peace during that time. I urge people, there's a real cool video that some guys put together called Midnight Watch. You could go to YouTube and do Midnight Watch and then Adoration, and you'd find it right away. It's just 2.5 minutes long, but is it powerful? But it starts out with the guy waking up like at midnight and then scraping the ice off of his window and driving in the cold, you know, in the sub-zero weather, and then ending up at an Adoration Chapel with three other buddies, you know, in the middle of the night. And then it flashes back to his family, you know, sleeping and knowing that this guy, this dad, this husband, is praying for them, praying grace into his family. I mean, it's super powerful. Midnight Watch, Adoration on YouTube. Go find it. It's awesome.
Father Richard Heilman, St. Mary's in Pine Bluff, Wisconsin, and the Peace Through Strength Initiative, which you can find at RomanCatholicMan.com. Father, the novena has already begun, right?
If you're talking about the 54-day, it starts next Wednesday on the Feast of Our Lady of the Assumption.
Tell us about...
But what's begun is this Peace Through Strength. It's kind of a preliminary, almost like a basic training, getting ready for it. We want to be strong when we're praying is the idea.
Now, so what's the novena that begins on the Assumption is to kind of mimic, if you will, or to replicate what happened in Poland a year ago.
Right.
It culminates in that, right?
Exactly. So Poland, amazingly, and even the New York Times picked it up and did tons of pictures and they did a full spread on this, but they had over 1 million, some say 1.5 million. And this was a grassroots effort in Poland where, and many of them went out to the borders, and it was just kind of calling upon God almost to erect a wall. You know, they were standing in the breach and saying, you know, only God's goodness is allowed in Poland.